Okay, we are up to mitzvah number 451, Taf Nun Aleph, as we come to one of the major mitzvos in Parshas Re'eh, a mitzvah that we can have many hours of shiurim on, but we'll try to squeeze in what we can, the mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of slaughtering animals. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Beis in Re'eh, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alkechaz Gvolcha Kasher Dibralach, when Hashem commands your borders, as He has promised to you, V'yamarta Ochla Basar, and you will say, I want to eat some meat. Because you will have a taiva, you will have a ratzon to eat meat. You can. But when it's too distant for you, if it's too distant for you, what's the pashup shot of the pasuk? To come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a karpan. So you can eat it wherever you are. This is the heter. Up until this point in history, according to some Tanaim, they weren't allowed to eat any type of meat other than Basar Kachim. And now they are being allowed to, at least according to one of the Tanaim. But that's what it sounds like from the Psukim. If it's too hard for you to come, Vizavachta mi bakarcha umitzoncha, asher nasan Hashem lacha, you can shecht, you can slaughter from your cattle or your sheep that Hashem has given you, ka asher tzivisicha, as I have commanded you. Kasher tzivisicha, those are the two key words for us. And then you, v'yachalta b'sharmecha b'chol avas nafshecha, you can eat it wherever you want. But kasher tzivisicha, what does that mean? It sounds like Hashem, the Torah is alluding to the fact that the halachas of shechita were given sometime earlier, even though it doesn't say it anywhere earlier in the Torah, but this is the source. Shecht, your own animals, your chulin animals, like I commanded you. Where? It must have been sometime earlier, there was hilcha shechita. Says the Ramban, on this pasuk, kasher tzivisicha al das raboseinu, kasher tzivisicha al peh mehalacha l'moshe misinai. Nowhere earlier in the Torah do you have this, but it was Torah shebal peh. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, milameid shenitz taveh l'moshe al aveshet va'al hakoneh v'al rovechad ba'of v'al rovshnayim bebehema. The laws of shechita, shechting both simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe, in an animal, in a chaya or a behema, one simon in a bird. All of those were given from Moshe Rabbeinu. Vida, continues the Ramban, ki shechita b'lashon hakodesh hi akaras simanei atzavar. The word shechita, shachat, means to cut the simanim. That's the definition of the word shechita. And even though it says in other cases, like in shlach, v'yishchatem b'edbar, that's just a melitza. It doesn't really mean normally means. V'hine, and here's the line. Tziva b'karbanos, v'shachat, says the Ramban, where is it talking about? The beginning of Sefer Vayikra, when we have the mitzvah to shecht kachim. V'shachat, v'shachatu by Karban Pesach, shehu b'simani atzavar, mitchila tziva, shiye koma shem ochlim, shlamim, v'heim shchutim k'mishpat ha-karbanos, v'yata, k'sheba lahatir, b'sar ha-chulin, and now, when the Torah is about to allow you to eat chulin meat, not just kachim meat, v'savachtim, b'karcha mitzoncha, kasher tzivisicha, b'yotzam karbanos, just like you're allowed to eat karbanos, but you have to shecht it, so too, you're allowed to eat animals, v'tochal asam chulin, b'chol avas nafshecha. B'chulu, this is the mitzvah of shechita, as the Ramban says. Says the Chinuch, shekol mi, sheyirtze lechol basar, behema chaya, oof. Anyone who wants to eat meat, beef, or chicken, sheyishchot osam tchila kara'u, you have to shecht it first. V'lo yelo heter ala besvicha. And the only way to kill an animal and to get a heter to eat it is with shechting it. So even though the oof, chicken, might only have a status of basar on a drabana level, like we know from, let's say, the Isurim of basar b'chalav that we have discussed. Chicken in milk is only asa drabanan, because lo savasha gadiba chalevi mo, it doesn't have chalav. But in terms of the mitzvah of shechita, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa to shecht an ant, to shecht a behema, to shecht a chaya, to shecht an oaf. Differences between chaya and oaf, but that is his mitzvah daraisa. V'alzeh ne'amar, and that's the pasuk, v'zavachta mibkarcha misoncha, kasher tzivisicha, and he quotes the medrash that the Ramban was based on. Ma mukdashim b'shechita avchulin kasher tzivisicha. Just like hektish, karbanos have to be shechted, so too, chulin, wonderful. If you look in other Rishonim, though, it's not so wonderful and not so clear. The Rambam, which the Chinuch is following, as he always does, counts Shechita as one of the 248 mitzvahs asei daraisa. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, Shetzivanu lishcha behema chai va'of yachar yochab saran v'shalo yielohen heter ela b'shechita levad. And the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. The Ravid in the Minyan HaKatzar, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Shechita is not a mitzvah. You don't count it as one of the 613. It's what we call a lav haba michlal aseh. You're not allowed to eat unshechted meat. That's it. But you don't count it as a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa. So the Ravid jumps. So all the Achronim discuss what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. If you look in the Yad Avram on the bottom of the first page of Yaradeya, so he discusses this Machlokas as well. And he, without giving Svaris, he said, no, it must be because of the language. The language, Kasher Tzivi Sicha, is used in the Torah. Kasher Tzivu, he sounds like mitzvah. So, just to defend the Rambam, he says, from the language of the Torah, you get the impression that there is a mitzvah. Lumdis-wise, though, all the Achronim discuss, Rav Shechter talks about this in two places, in the Ginas Egos, in the first Simen, and in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Gimel, the issue of the nature of the mitzvah of Shechita. We know there's no mitzvah to get up every day and shecht an animal. Right, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to do a lot of chovas hagavras, to daven according to the Rambam and others. But no mitzvah to get up and shecht. It's only if I want to eat meat, then I have to shecht. So, what does that tell me in terms of minyan mitzvahs? So, pashtus shechita is not a mitzvah as much as it is a matir. It is what allows me to partake of the meat. If I don't want to eat meat today, then I don't have to shecht. But it's a matir if I want to. So the question now is then, do you count matirim as mitzvos in the 613? So that could be the Nekudas Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Rambam and other Rishonim. And that is, do you count shechita, which is a matir, as a mitzvah or not? That's one way the Achronim discuss this. The other way is a little more radical, and that is saying, no, maybe shechita isn't just a matir. Maybe it's a mitzvah. You're right. You have a choice of whether to do it or not, but when you do it, it is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. And therefore, maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, it's a pure matir. The Rambam would say, no, it is a matir, but it's more than a matir. It's a mitzvah. And this is a discussion that is had by various different mitzvos. Chalitza, if say a woman is 98 years old, she's not going to get remarried again. Does she have to do chalitza? She has no plans of getting remarried. Is there a mitzvah to do chalitza even without any kavanas of getting married? So again, the root of that question is it a mitzvah as well besides the element of matir? It's the first shuv in the Chacham Tzvi discusses this. You have that by chalitza. Hafrashas truma. This is the Taz in the beginning of Yaradeya. If I have no plans to eat anything from my field, is there still a mitzvah to be mafrish truma? A, and B, give it to the goyin. What if I have no plans? I have so many fields. I'm not going to touch this one. It's tevel. So do I have a mitzvah to be mafrish it, even if I have no plans to eat? So again, that is a discussion of mitzvah matir related to hafrashas truma. Rav Shechter, in that piece in Ginas Egos, in Siman Aleph, discusses, though, the Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Tosfos in Nida tells us, in Daf Samach Vav, that the only time you would have a lechatchila in any type of process in halacha is only by a mitzvah and not a matir. Meaning mitzvahs, you could do a mitzvah in a lechatchila way or in a bidyavid way. Even if you do it in a bidyavid way, you're yotzei the mitzvah. When it comes to a matir, doesn't make sense, as Tosas, to have lechatchilas and bidyavids. No, this is what you have to do to matir, for tevila. Right, there's another example, mitzvah matir, tevila, or shechita v'chulu. So the fact that shechita, according to some Rishonim, there's a Gemara, the Maseches Chulin, on Daf Chav Zayin, which seems to say that there's a lecharchila to shecht all, both simanim, the entire area of the simanim. And, but the Avid could do rov. So is that a dinda araisa or a dinda rabbanan? It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there. So suggest, some achronim, that maybe that gufa is the issue whether shechita is a mitzvah or a matir. If it's a matir, it doesn't make sense to have a lecharchila on a daraisa level to do it one way, but the Avid on another way. That only makes sense by a mitzvah. But if it's only a dindra banan, on a daraisa level, just rov simanim. That's it. That's all you have to do. So then that would point into the direction that it is a matir. But again, this is a very important discussion conceptually. How do you look at shechita, mitzvah, or matir? It also relates to the fact that we make a bracha on shechita. We make a bracha. Whenever we shecht, we say, Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu ala shechita. Do you make brachas on plain matirs? What do I say? No, you'll have to make a bracha on a mitzvah, not just a matir. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe there's different types of birchos ha-mitzvah. There's a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, and there's a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. When a mitzvah, when an action achieves a certain result, so maybe you make one has to make a bracha as an acknowledgement of that result that's achieved. And he suggests maybe that's Kiddushin, maybe that's Lachlis, maybe that's Shalom Ravinu, maybe that's Shechita, a Heter Shachut, maybe that is Eruv, Machlokas Rama Raiva, whether you make a bracha on certain types of Eruv. Either way, that's all in Simen Gimel and Eretz Tzvi, a bracha on a Chalos HaMitzvah. We'll see at the end if there's any more time to discuss that more. There is another Shita in the Rishonim, just to be familiar with, Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Chaf Dalet. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Os Aleph. Tosfos says the Mitzvah of Shechita is what he calls Tikkun Halav. Sovrim De'eno Asei Ela Tikkun Halav. It's just there to fix the lav, meaning there's a lav on this animal, whether it's Eiver Ben Achai, which Bez Hashem is the next Isser, to discuss the next mitzvah, or it's the Isser of Enu Zavuach. Either way, that's Tosfos in Shavuos, which has a kind of middle opinion. It is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's only related to the tikkun of the lav. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the next paragraph, V'yavu bishlo hiskir akasav rak bakar vason, even though the Torah only lists off cattle and sheep, yadanu, number one, shachaya b'chal behema. Chayas are included. Right, it's not just behemoths, it's chayas also. It's also the wild animals. Shachasav ikisha, because the pasuk compares them elsewhere, kasher yochal, the svivah so'ayokin tochlenu. And v'ha'of gamkin zorach shchita, to iskish l'behema. A bird also needs shchita. But Chazal noted that birds are discussed in between animals, behemoths and chayas, and dagim, fish. Why is it in between? To teach me that it's a little like animals and it's a little like fish. It's like behemoths and chayas in that it needs shchita, but it's not like them. It's a little bit like dagim, which we'll see in a minute, don't need shchita. You only need to cut one of the simanim. Even though by behemoths and chayas, one has to cut both of the simanim, when it comes to ofos, one only has to cut one of the simanim. Shebeshchita simanecha dailo mehecha lamdu lomar. That's number two. So we spoke about chayas and behemoths. We spoke about ofos. What about fish? So the halacha is there's no shechita needed by fish. Ein shechita bedagim. Im, of course, the pasuk in Bamidbar next week's parsha. Im is called degei ayam yaseif lahem ba'asifa ba'alma. The halacha is asifasan, just gathering them from the water. Zuhi shechitasan. Gathering them in is their shechita. That is the halacha. There is a discussion in the Gaonim. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this in Hilcha Shechita. And that is, what if an animal died in the water? What if the animal died in the water? The fish. Am I allowed to take it out as a kosher? Or do I have to do the asifa, and that asifa, that taking it out of the water, is what has to kill it? Meaning, is there a real parallel between asifas dagim and shechitas behema? So we generally paskin that even if it died, the Rambam says, dagim b'chagavim, einam tzrichim shechita, fish or grasshoppers, no shechita needed. Ella, asifasan hi amateras osam. Their asifa is what matters them. That's the language. Lefichach. Therefore, the Rambam says, imesu me'alein betoch hamayim mutarim. The Rambam holds, if they died in the water, it's mutar. Umutar lochan chayim. The Rambam even says you can eat them raw. Chayim, does it mean raw here? I translated that. Does it mean alive? So the first one on the bottom say, it can't be one of the fish is alive. That's the Israel about the shaksu. But in terms of the Isra of Shechita, there is no mitzvah of Shechita on fish and on the kosher grasshoppers. Rabbi Chanan talks about the lumdis of Shechita. He discusses, he says, is Shechita, this is in Kovetz Ha'aretz and Simen Nun Tes. He wonders, yesh le his topic, when we say Shechita matirs for allowing me to eat it, is that a one-time moment, boom, at that moment, there's a heter Shechita, boom, now it's mutter. And, or, let me just say the other side first, or do we say, no, every second, the kol shehi mesa yesh basi, really, even after you shechted, there's an iser nevela that is crouching underneath. But it's called the shem shchuta, and the shem shchuta continues at every moment. But, and this is his theoretical question, if at any moment in the future, the shem shchuta would be removed, then maybe the iser nevela would be chozer v'neir. That's his suffix. Is it a one moment in time, act, boom? Or is it something that continues until one eats it, until the animal is prepared? Either way, he talks about that's chakira with nafkaminas. Good, so that is in terms of shechita. Just to mention, he mentions this in Nevela, just an important ha'ara too. He's going to mention it later, but to mention it now, so just in case we run out of time, there is the difference one has to always be aware of Nevela and Trefa. Nevela and Trefa. Pashas, the difference between Nevela and Trefa is a Nevela is an animal that was not shechted. An animal that died. An animal that the shechita was messed up. That's nevela. Trefa means it had a perfect shechita. but it has a different problem. It has a different problem. It has a hole in its lung. It has some other problem. That's a trefa. All the trefas that are listed in the third parak of Maseches Chulin. That's the difference between a veil and trefa. Reb Chaim in his Bar Mitzvah Drasha put these two closer together. He wanted to say that based on a few Rambams, that really they both are one Shem Echad. That's why the Mishnayos say that Nevel and Shreifa could be Mitztaref in terms of the Isuri Achila. There are rayas that they're closer connected than we think, but at least on a simple level, they're different, as we just explained. Kfar Kasafti, next paragraph. He says, what's the Shoresh HaMitzvah behind the Mitzvah of Shechita? So he has two ideas. Number one is fascinating. He says, maybe Shechita is a Syag D'Oraisa. What do you mean a Syag D'Oraisa? It's a fence law, as we mentioned many examples in the past Shiurim. He says, because this is a Syag D'Oraisa for the Isser of Achilas Dam. We know when you shef the animal from the neck, so much Dam squirts out, and bin yaharchok asher chika mimenu atorat Dam, kol basar. And therefore, kibinat sabar yata dam aguf, yosem mibishar bakomos aguf, more than any other part of the body, if you shech the animal there. Okay, one might say, okay, why don't you, stab it in the heart, kill it in the heart, so maybe that'll be the second reason. But either way, from the neck has a tremendous amount of blood coming out, and that will make sure that we don't need all that blood that comes out. L'chein istavinu l'shachtu bisham terem shenoch layu, kibisham yata kal damo, all the blood will come out. Number one. Number two, which is a reason why you might find other parts of the animal that has reason, number one, apply to it, but number two, you won't. And that is tsar bali chayim. This is a way that you kill the animal quickly, instantaneously, and there have been studies done. This is it. We're able to sustain ourselves and use the animals and nourish ourselves from the animals, but we're not allowed to pain the animals. We're not allowed to cause them to suffer. The Gemara says in a couple of places about Tsar Bale Chaim, whatever the source is, not Mefurish in Shas, but the source is, various suggestions made, but this is the two reasons that the Sefer HaChinuch is for Shechita, if we could give a reason, unless it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Good, now the Sefer HaChinuch gets into the Psulei Shechita. This is the first two prakim of Maseches Chulin. Talk about everything we want to know about Shechita, and part of it are the five Psulei Shechita to become familiar with. Is the ABCs of Shechita. The Chinuch has it as 4 plus 1, not 5. So we'll do it as he has it. 4. Number one, he talks about Shehiya. The Isser of the problem of Shehiya is if the Shochet takes a break, too long of a break in between the Shechita, he delays. Kagon Acher Shehischa Lishchot Haveshet VeKodem Shenishchad Ruba Pazak Milishchot. In the middle, he stops. He stops. So that is called Shehiya. That's a problem. It's a big discussion about what's called Shehiya B'Miyad Basra. What if you already shechted the animal and it's kosher? It's kosher, right? You only have to shech Rov Simanim. But then you waited, a problematic Shehiya, and then you did the end, the Miyad that's left. So what do you mean? You don't even have to do this. But you did it. So does it have the status of, does the Chaloshim Shechita go on even the Miyad Basra, and then therefore there would be a problem? Or do we say, no, you didn't have to do it anyway, so there's no problem. Either way, that is Psul number one, the Psul of Shehiya. Number two, Hadrasa. What is Drasa? Drasa means to trample. We know Shechita is back and forth, moving the knife back and forth. If somebody karate chops the animal, boom, just pull the knife down, set the psul. It's possible, drisa, mishadaras hasachan, beisa shchita, kawashachorchan at snow, like you cut a vegetable, like you chop a vegetable. That is shchitaso psula, right? One is not allowed to do that. These are all halacha moshe b'sinai. Shehiya, derasa, the inyan chalada. What's chalada? From the word chulda. Chulda is a weasel, it goes underneath. Chalada is where the knife has to be open and megula when I shech the animal. If I, let's say, stick the knife in between the simanim and cut the bottom simen first and then go back up to the top simen, that is the psul shechita of chalada. Shekibalna, shebeshash shochten, sorach lamod, a sakin megula. And therefore, if you were matmin the sakin under the first simen, so then that is psul. That is chalada. Number three. Number four, hagrama. What is hagrama? We know there's an area of the neck of the animal that the shechita has to take place in. If I shech the animal anywhere outside the designated area, too high, too low, already in the head, already in the rest of the body, that's called hagrama. I moved out of the proper area, and that is also a psul, right? This is one of the misconceptions that people have about giraffes. Oh, giraffe is not kosher because you don't know where to shecht it, right? Or it is kosher, you just don't know where to shecht. The answer is no, the giraffe is the easiest to shecht. It has the biggest neck, it has the most, the biggest area. There are other problems, right? It's very hard to hold down, and it's probably very expensive, and probably doesn't taste so good because even the non-Jews don't have so much giraffe meat. There are other reasons why giraffe meat is not popular in the Jewish restaurants. But either way, you won't run into the problem of hagrama when it comes to a giraffe. The fifth idea, the fifth psul, which the Chinuch has as a separate issue, and that is in the next page, he talks about ikur. Ikur is different. He has it separately because ikur doesn't have anything to do with the shochet. Ikur means the simanim, one of the simanim or two of the simanim got detached from where they're supposed to be attached to on the upper or lower part of the animal. It was detached before the shochet got to shecht it. So it was detached. So then that's the psul of ikur, and the shechita is no good as well. So these are the five psule shechita. By the way, these psulim also apply to shechitas kachim. But a shechita is one of the dalid avodos of a behema. Shechita kabbalah holachas rika. So the first one is even kshir bizarre. But all of these psulim also apply. There might even be a higher standard by shechita of kachim. By birds, of course, you don't do regular shechita with a knife for kachim. One does malika. The kohen uses his fingernail. Either way, continue the next paragraph a little bit more. V'kam kein, there is a halacha that the knife has to be checked. Sarach ladas klaros lishchot inyan b'tikas sakin, that there are certain times that the knife has to be checked. Certain amounts of every couple of animals, depending on what if the knife left the eyesight of the shochet. All the different details of b'tikas sakin is also part of this mitzvah. The Chinuch ends often says if somebody shechts an animal without checking the knife, or eats an animal, even though it had one of the psulei shechita, or obviously doesn't shecht an animal properly and eats, he's besides eating treif, nevela, but he's mevatel this mitzvah. Mevatel mitzvah say, if one eats it even with one of these five psulim that are present, v'chulu, it's a nevela, it's a treifa, one of the two, that's what he talks about in the last paragraph, but this is the mitzvah of shechita. Again, the first 25 simanim in Yoredeya, talk about Shechita. It's a big discussion whether women are allowed to shecht. The first Tosfos in Chulin, or the first line in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. Hakol shochtin lechatchila afilu nashim. Even women. First line in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, women are allowed to shecht. Rama, yesh omrim, she'en laniach nashim lishchot, shekfar noagu shlo lishchot. Very unusual lashon. Some say you shouldn't because there's a minag not to. Got to figure out exactly what that means. In Rav Soloveitchik's Sefer on Yaradeya, in Shira Harav, he talks about this Rama in the first piece. He talks about Avadim, what about a Suma, what about a Cheresh, all the different halachas, a lot of lumdis here in the first paragraph, what about shechting at night. Right, this is all discussions of Shechita, and we should all, those of us who are not Shochtim out there, this is our Kiyam of this mitzvah.